I think it also is a rejection of wanting to pound on the euro, wanting to pile on the euro. The euro made a new all-time low against the Swiss franc this week, and I think that was a major mile marker for the euro, and a new low for the euro against the Swiss franc, I think, brought up a lot of short covering and the trade starting to think, okay, Europe is bad off, we know that, but is the United States and Japan really that much better off, and do we really want to pile on the euro right now? And I think the answer, by the way the chart looks now at the end of the week, and by the way we've traded here in the last 3 days, is a resounding no. We don't want to take that euro to levels not seen at this point. So I think that does weaken your dollar up. And I got to say, fundamentally, Dave, when you look at the debt issues and you look at what's going on here in the United States, I think the currency traders are playing this pretty smart. They're playing the currencies essentially in a trading range unless it's the euro. And so they're banking money when you hit major support levels or major resistance levels when it comes to the dollar. And I think they're playing it the right way because there's so much uncertainty and unknown about where our fiscal situation is. Okay. And a lot of us, in the market and analytical world, don't really think there's going to be anything done until after the 2012 election. Why would you want to take any chances on saying it's going to go sharply lower or sharply higher with the given news we have right now?